we get in our own way, and we don't even realize that we're in our own way because we're so used to trying to do it ourselves. And then we don't think about it until we mess it up. That's why they have a word called hindsight. Yeah, hindsight and hindsight or retrospect. You know, I learned a few big words too, retrospect. Look at me talking about retrospect. But anyway, y'all know, in hindsight, we begin to see the error of our way. And as you get older, you begin to progress. And God expect progression. Yes, you see, when we kids, if my son, he about to come on to the house, but if he was in the same place he was when he went, that'll disappoint me as a father. Right. And Jesus, he don't want to be disappointed.
That's right.
He don't want us in the same place we were 10 years ago. He don't want us in the same situations and tangling ourselves in the same situation because he give us gifts.
Yes.
He give us gifts to overcome temptations that used to bother us years ago.
Right.
See, but let me tell you something. The devil is busy because he will exploit the same gift that God gave you when you thinking you looking using it for God and you using it for him. Mm-hmm. See, he exploits your gift. He don't mind giving it. You know, God is going to give it. He give gifts freely. But the devil will take that same gift. If you have a gift to talk, next thing you know, you think you're a pimp or something. You think you can talk somebody out of something. If you have a gift as a musician, next thing you know, you be in the swanger club trying to, you know, whatever it might be, he give us gifts.
Yeah.
And he expect them to be utilized for his purpose.
All right.
Yeah, I just had to get that out. I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this. If you want to follow me. I'm going to read this. In Genesis chapter 32, verse 22. Verse 22, when you get there, say amen. Chapter 32, starting at verse 22.
All
right.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
All right. And it starts like this. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." I'm going to say that again. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." You may be seated. Yeah, I was sitting back, and I say, man, that is powerful. He say, I'm not going to let go unless you bless me. And I'm going to give you a little insight about that. I know we got some Bible readers in here, and I'm going to give you a little insight about that. And we know that Jacob, what happened was Jacob, him and Esau, they were brothers, and he took the birthright, and he ran away. But in this particular passage here, just to make it fast, because I see I got three more minutes, you know, just to make it fast, he went. And he began to send gifts over to Esau. He began to send things. He got up and took his people with him. Jacob, he took his people with him. And just to give you a better narrative of it, Jacob was going through something. He was going through a situation. Jacob got up and took his people with him because Jacob was responsible for what happened to the people had Jacob not done the things that he done. See, in our life, we go through something. Jacob, he was asleep. It say he rose up. Jacob was asleep. So Jacob had a lot going on when he laid down. Uh-huh. Jacob had a lot on his mind. Like some of us, we have a lot on our mind, and we can't just lay down. You know, we can't get no peace. So Jacob, it say Jacob rose in the night. It say he rose in the night. And it says here, and Jacob was left alone. He was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. So Jacob was in a situation that he knew that he needed to get out of. He was scared.
All right. All right.
Some of us get scared sometimes. I do. I get scared. I know a lot of us do. But a lot of situations are the situations that we bring upon ourselves. And then once we bring those situations on ourselves, the repercussion is totally up to us. It's also the perception. See, Jacob had a different perception. He had perception, and he also had intent. So when Jacob rose up in the night and he began to wrestle, Jacob had an intention of overcoming that situation because he wouldn't let go. So the thing is to not let go. A lot of situations come and a lot of situations arise, and we just continue to fight them by ourselves. We continue to fight them by ourselves, and God is allowing us the victory already. So once we get in that place with God, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight. Nothing come easy. See, what God does is he blesses us. When God blesses, we take that blessing and we have it so tight in our hand to where he try to give us something else, it won't fit because we won't open our hand. See, God want us to open our hand. He want to bless us. He want to see us prosper. He want to see us succeed. It's not, you can't go on Facebook and like 50 times and get $1 million. It don't work like that. I tried it. It's not going to work. Yeah, it's not going to work. It's things that God wants you to do. It's wrestling matches that you have to have between you and God. It's nothing that I can't do. It's nothing that the pastor can't do. Some things I can't pray you out of. You see what I'm saying? We can say, I ask for prayer. It's great to have prayer. Don't think I'm not saying. It's great. Prayer is good. But some things you have to communicate with God for yourself. You see what I'm saying? That Jacob, in this situation, there was some things going on in Jacob's life that nobody could help him. Nobody can help him. In the Bible, people call him, he was a trickster and he did this and did that. So Jacob had a bad rap. So it was some things going on in Jacob's life. The people didn't want to mess with Jacob no more. Just like I remember things were going on in my life, people didn't want to mess with me no more. But God had a plan. See, people will sit there and throw up what you did in the past and what you did then and what you did back then, and they call you what they used to call you. But if you keep on reading in here, Jacob got a new name. Yeah, Jacob went through a thing with God, and God gave him a new name. So when people see him, they still, oh, that's Jacob. He's not Jacob. But first thing Jacob had to do was, once he came through that situation, he had to know his identity in God, who God called him then. See, it's not always who they call you. It's what you answer to. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you get in a situation and you go, and I have to go to the hood sometimes because my mom and them live there. You know what I mean? But I can't do what they do. I was talking to a friend of mine, a longtime friend of mine. I say, hey, how's it going? How's it been? He like, man, what you been up to? You been working? You doing good? You out there in Houston now, man? I say, yeah, I'm on parole and everything, man. I'm not even the same person I was, man. He like, Dre Day. I'm like, man, what you up to? He say, I'm hustling, man. I'm out here trying. I jumped in my car so fast, I didn't even know I moved that fast. Yeah, I jumped in my car. I was telling my wife, I said, I jumped in my car, then I got a phone call. They say, man, I heard you was down here. I said, I was, and then I left. It was time to go. Couldn't do it. I said, I was doing a turnaround. It was time to go. So God, he will allow. He will allow. Sometimes when we go back to a situation and you're not ready, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. Sometimes God don't want you to go back. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. When you know you grow, though. See, when I went back, I had to move out the way. I wasn't finna preach to him. He didn't want to hear that. But I do have enough wisdom to know, get somewhere. Yeah, sometimes it's time to go. Everybody don't want to hear your testimony. Everybody not proud of you. Everybody, but it's some things that God is working in you that only you, only you are able to receive it. See, when God give you those gifts, when God blesses you, when God change your identity, we want everybody to know, hey, man, I'm this, that, and other. I was on a ship, and I was talking to one of my coworkers, and we were talking about mug shots. I say, man, I got like 3 or 4 of them things. And he was like, man, I didn't even know you was a preacher. I said, you didn't? I said, I must have been slipping somewhere. And he was like, no, it ain't that, man. I knew it was something. He said, and then he went and looked me up. Now, I don't know who did it, how it was done, but God got a way of doing things. Beside my mugshot, it was Andre Drumgoo. I had a mugshot. I was lit up, too. And I'm sitting there, one of them, my eyes glossed over. And I remember telling my wife, I ain't even do nothing. You know, my eyes glossed all over and everything. But next to that, them 2 mug shots I had next to that, it was a picture of me with a suit that said Reverend Andre Drumgoo. See, I don't know how it was that happened. You see what I'm saying? But it happened. But when God give you a new identity, You see, it happened. Next to those two mug shots, God say, I want you to see who he really is. I want you to see who he really is, because them struggles that he went through, it didn't matter. I was preparing him for some things that was going on in his life that was greater, so that he can go back and know his identity. See, they called you this, but God called you something totally different. And when God called you something totally different, that's who you need to answer to. See, people will knock on that building, but don't nobody live there no more. See, when that building is vacant, don't try to clean up that old building. You focus on putting furniture in a new building, because there's some things that God is working on that you are only going to be able to receive. See, I can't pray you into salvation. I can't dance you into salvation. But that wrestling match that you got to have with God is the only thing that's going to get you to that glory place. That glory place is the place that you knew, in the situation that you knew you was holding on to, but you didn't want to let go. Just like Jacob, he was wrestling. And it was nighttime. It was nighttime, and he rose up. Everything was going on in his mind. He had a lot of turmoil, a lot of pain, a lot of heartache. He wanted to reconcile with his family. He began to send gifts, doing things on his own. And then all of a sudden, he woke up. And when Jacob woke up, it was somebody standing there waiting on him. Because wrestling, if I'm sitting there wrestling with you, that takes physical contact. That's a contact sport. See, he had to come in contact with God in order to get that blessing. You see what I'm saying? And in the midst of him coming in contact, he say, hey man, let me go to daybreak. He say, I'm not gonna let go. He say, I'm not gonna let go. We go through situations and then we want to just let them go, but God wants you to hold on to that thing so he can grow you. See, somebody today is in the mood to give up. Somebody say, I'm gonna give it up. I'm gonna give it up. You right there. Somebody say they gonna give it up, but you right there. God wants you to hold on. Hold on to him. The promise that he made to you when you first got saved, he still look at you the same way, and that promise still stand in your life. See, we don't want to get too mature for God. See, we get to Christians and then we learn a little thing. We learn new words. We read the back of the Bible. What's that thing called in the back? The concordance to make us sound all smart and stuff. And then we get bigger than the people that we trying to teach. And then in the Bible, it tell me, it say, write down a vision, make it plain. God want to do a plain thing. Yeah, God want to do a plain thing. I don't have to read the concordance and give you a scientific thesis for what I'm saying. Only you know, because God know who he talking to. And today is somebody in here who is about to let go, and God is saying, hold on. He say, don't let go, because he going to bless you. But it's up to you to put yourself in that situation, and you have that physical contact. See, there's a thing called spiritual precepts. It's a spiritual law. See, my spirit have to bear witness to your spirit to have that contact so that we can stand in agreement. And that's what I was talking about, that manifesting crap that they got. The only way that we going to bear witness and we going to be able to be on one accord is through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So there have to be a contact there. There got to be a seat. When God bless you, he want to have that contact with you. I don't want nobody messing with me that I don't mess with on the regular. You know, we don't mess with him on the regular, but God wants that contact. You see what I'm saying? He say, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. See, Jacob had an intent. He went into that contact situation with an intent. See, we go through that contact situation. We go through the contact. We go through it. We pray about it because it's routine. Yeah, I'm going to say something. It's routine. Now we get caught up into routine. Yeah, 50 years old. God is great. God is good. Let me thank you for the food. Out of routine. See, God has an expectation from us. He expects certain things from us. He don't expect us to still be drinking milk. See, there's some things that's not going to change in your life unless you change what you feel is a routine. See, God don't care about your routine. He wants that relationship. And I don't have a relationship with nobody I'm not having contact with. You see what I'm saying? God want to be connected. And some of us are sitting there and the situation is too deep. The situation is too stressful. I can handle it like I used to handle it. I can handle it in this old house, not allowing a new place to be manifested in your life, because God has put something in you that nobody can take away from you. And then we go through situations when we lose communication with God. He don't lose it with us. Yeah, God wants to create that same energy, that same drive in you, as though you were just now being saved. When you get that same salvation, you up and you ready to tell it. God wants that back. Somebody say he wants that back. Yeah, he wants that back. That same zeal that you had at first, that same faith, that you was walking by at first. Don't let life shake your faith. That's why he used kids as an example. Because a kid don't know. A kid will play with a spider. Yeah. I got a big old spider. I tell my wife, let him eat. You know, let him eat. Granddaughter come over there. She pointing and looking. And I'm like, hey, you going to get bit. But she don't know. You know, because she just know it's a spider. See, God want us to know that the same enthusiasm that we don't need to be scared of the things that's coming against us because we wasn't there first. And he used the example of a kid. Of a kid. A kid really know no fear. That's how God want us to be. He know no fear when it comes to that because we walking in the salvation of Christ. Yeah, we don't even have to battle situations by ourselves. You know, but we try to. We sit back and we get into a hot situation, sticky situation. And 9 times out of 10, it's what we got ourselves into because we going backwards. See, ain't nothing perfect. You're only perfect through Christ. Yeah, not within yourself because this flesh is corruptible. You know, this flesh is going to go. It's going to dissolve. It's going to wither. It's going to do no matter what Charles Darwin and all them people tell you. You're going to heaven or hell. There's no in between, no purgatory. Purgatory. Yeah, I wonder how long I'm going to have to stay there. I don't know. You know, I'll make it to heaven with smoke on my robe, but as long as I get there. Yeah, as long as I get there. I ain't tripping because I know I ain't perfect. But don't allow another person. Don't allow another person to bump your faith. You see, people will hate on you. It's just advertisement. Don't look at it as hate. It's just advertisement. See, if a person want to say something about you, let them say the good thing. Yes. Let them say the good things because God placed the good thing in you. Yeah. And then when people do come and talk about you and then somebody come back and tell, ask them why they so comfortable talking about me to you anyway. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that lets you know. Stay out the way. But God is going to do something in each and every person here. God want to know. He want to know that you're going to hold on. He want to bless you. He want to bless you. Right now, somebody is talking about they want to let go. I'm going to go to another job. And I've been doing this and doing that at that job. And I've been faithful in this part of the church. And I think about going somewhere else. Somebody talking about it. It's a lot of things that somebody right now, I promise you, is going through in their heart and their mind today. When I was looking at that tree, I say, God, what do we need? Not just what do they need. What do we need? What do I need?
Come on.
What is it that I can do? Yeah, and God say, tell somebody, don't let go. I don't know who it is. Who it is that I'm talking to, I don't know. I don't have a clue. But somebody, I promise you, Pastor, somebody right now was on the verge of giving up and didn't even know that their breakthrough is on the way. See, Jacob wrestled all night. All night. Weeping may endure. Yeah, Jacob wrestled all night. And it was finna be daybreak. He told him, he say, man, it's almost daytime in layman. It's almost daytime. Let me go, man. Jacob say, nope. Nope. He wasn't tired. Because he went in that situation with an intent. How many of y'all go to God with an intent? See, not just out of routine, but an intent. We have to get out of, as a church, as Christians, as believers, we have to get out of that routine and get serious. Get back into that relationship role with God. Don't just do stuff because I've been doing it since I was 15. And that's the first one I learned. And my granny told me because my granny was quoting stuff that wasn't in the Bible. And I didn't even know it. She didn't even have bad intentions about it. But it was some things I was like, granny, that don't even say that. And she began to quote stuff. And it was just what she heard. And I mean, I'm not knocking it or nothing. I'm sure there's some people here like that. And they just go with what they heard. But until you get in there yourself, that's when you're going to see the real power. See, there's enough power to sustain you, Praying for somebody, it sustained them. But this in your heart and applying it to your life is what's going to keep you. See, I don't want to just be sustained. I want to be kept. Yeah, there's a difference. Sustaining and keeping is two different things. Sustaining and just maintaining. Sometimes all we can do is maintain. You know what I mean? But in our hearts and in our soul and our mind, we know what it's going to take to keep us. Yeah, and God want to keep you in perfect peace.
Yes, sir.
He say perfect peace. Outside of perfect, there's flaws. Yes. He don't want to keep you in flaw peace. He want to keep you in perfect peace. But it's something that we have to do. We got to keep our mind upon him, and he'll keep us in perfect peace. He didn't just say that just because you woke up in the morning that he is going to happen. No. Because I wake up with all kind of stuff on my mind. I don't even want to talk at 4 o'clock in the morning. My wife roll over, look at me. I just look back. And she might say, 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. I pray when I get in my car on the way. I don't want to talk to nobody because it's too early in the morning. Now, is that a good thing? I don't know. That between me and the Lord. That might get me sent to purgatory. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that your mind, keep your mind, keep your heart. Don't let go. Whoever it is, I'm telling you, last night God showed it to me. Whoever it is, right now, I don't know. Somebody, God sent you here today just to hear that. Jacob wrestled all night. Yeah, he wrestled all night. He got up. He was going through something just like you going through something today. He wrestled all night. Jacob, he had intent. He wrestled with intent. He needed a breakthrough. He knew it was something that he needed for God, from God, and he didn't give up no matter the situation. But in order to do that, you've been praying. Yeah, you've been praying. You've been seeking God. You've been reading. You've been doing everything that you think that you have to do. Every single thing. You've been consulting, talking to the pastor about it, maybe one of the ministers. You've been doing everything you think you can do. But God say today is the day. He say, don't let go. He say he wasn't letting go until he blessed him. God is about to bless you, whoever you are. God is about to bless you. Your breakthrough is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. The Bible say, I will lift up my head to the hills from which coming my help. See, you've been lifting your head to the hills, and help didn't come fast enough. Help didn't come fast enough. But he haven't forgotten. See, the thing that he said about you, he placed in your life, that gift he gave you, is still relevant to this day. See, because God ain't like us. He ain't going to just change his mind about you just because somebody said something about you. No matter what they say about you, who it is that said, who brought it back to you, God is telling you today to don't let go until you bless me. Because he going to bless you. And when he bless you, because it's going to happen, when he bless you, don't keep your hand closed so tight around it to where he can't give you some more. Yeah, don't keep your hand so don't because if he gave you, I said a while back, some years ago, if he gave you every single breath that you ever take in your life right now while we sitting here, you wouldn't be able to take it. So if he give you every blessing that he promised you and every blessing that you know that you were looking forward to, you wouldn't even be able to take it. Right. See, he got to give it to you how he give it to you, like he give it to the rest of us, but it's up to you what you do with it. But don't let go. God say, don't let go, because the breakthrough is on the way. And somebody needs to know that. The breakthrough is on the way.
Hallelujah. 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 Will you help me give God a hand clap of praise for Reverend Andre Drumgoole sharing the word of the Lord?
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."